Welcome to the Double Deuce Podcast, an amazing show that lasts only 22 minutes and is for you, the listener, so soak it up. So here are your two big beer hosts, Will Averill and Nelson. Hey, Will, hit the timer.
And we're in.
Double Deuce.
It's the deuce that is not one, but two times your expectations. It's the double deuce.
The early morning deuce. The early morning deuce crew. Honk honk. This is a daylight roar.
It's our first daylight savings deuce.
Yeah. Technically would be even earlier.
That was a special guest. Ollie just jumped on the mic to say, does a deuce mean a duke? Here he goes again. One more time.
Does a deuce mean the biggest poop in the world if it's a double deuce?
Okay. Well, he's really raising the bar on content there. But he's not entirely off, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, no, that is one interpretation.
It's not our intention, but I mean, technically, yes.
He lives in that area, the technically yes area. That's the entirety of his existence is in technically yes land. The acumen, all children are inherently scientists and all children are inherently lawyers. It's two things. If you want my book of parenting, that's how it starts.
Yeah.
But the only thing in this book of parenting is how to hold your child captive.
I mean, the food's
pretty
good.
Have you been putting him in the special room?
Well, I mean, we say it's special. We told him it was his. We painted a mountain on the side of it. But, yeah, pretty much. Yeah, we got the spring break coming up. That's the time when the schools in the middle of, like, the working year decide that you've been bad and they leave the kids with you for a week.
Yeah.
See how you do. So I think there's going to be a lot of good times for us.
Yeah, I'm excited for you.
Thanks. How are you?
All right. Been a little sick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Had a friend pass away because that's been happening a lot lately.
Yeah. Hey, that's terrible. Cause yeah, there was another one, right?
Yeah.
Another friend of ours.
Yeah. Carrie had posted finding out about it, basically like just found out a friend passed away at another friend's funeral. And the last time I saw that friend was at another funeral.
It's just the friend passed away at the funeral?
No. She found out about, she was at a funeral for someone. And then she found out our friend Katie had died. And I'm not sure what the middle funeral was, but then the last time she'd seen Katie was Annie Morton's funeral. So it was the last time I saw Katie too, to be honest.
Ooh. I feel like I was Katie adjacent. Like knew a lot of people who knew Katie, but I didn't really know Katie that well.
Yeah. You know, I hadn't seen her as much ever since she moved to Kansas City. I did not see her as often by any stretch, but I would still see her like a few times a year at least. Like she was always out for Chad's birthday.
Yeah.
She would still come out for football sometimes or for other get-togethers.
Well, and
we used to hang out a lot when she was in town, I know. And that whole crew would be out on certain nights of the week.
That's sad. It's sad when they move to Kansas City and it's sad when they die.
Yeah.
And it seems to be happening a lot lately. Like people are moving to Kansas City and people are dying.
More people are dying than moving to Kansas City, even I feel like at this point, unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Well, I'm sorry. I mean, I've run into her. I mean, I know her, but I don't know her, and so I'm.
She was cool.
Yeah, she seemed like she was cool. Well, that sucks. You know, we're here. We're bearing witness, and it's important that we remember the dead. And, you know, when you get a little older, that memory gets rough, and That's why I like to have, well, I did like to have coffee, but in my 20s, but then I started to get real buzzy on the coffee. And yeah. And so I, but,
I like,
but recently,
I always was a man who liked a strong cup of coffee, and it got to the point where that was just what I enjoyed. And then my body was like, hey, man, that's too much coffee. Especially if you, haven't even eaten today and you've had like three cups of strong coffee.
Yeah. Yeah, because that coffee buzz, that can feel a little like the tiny death. That's what the French call it, l'orgasme, the tiny death.
Yeah, le petit mort.
Yep. But you know what you could do, though, if you don't want to get that buzz of coffee, is you could try a product that we tried and liked called Magic Mind.
Magic Mind is the goods, quite frankly.
Yeah.
I've been really tired the last couple of days. I've been sleepy. Like I said, I've been kind of sick for the last few days. And I was just trying to like stay up and do some things on the couch. And I swear to God, I've like gone through a packet of caffeine gum in the last day. And unfortunately, and I did that because I didn't have any Magic Mind in the house. Because if I had some Magic Mind, could have dropped one of those in, and like that would have got me through like a day, quite frankly. We got all kinds of stuff done. But nah, I've just been sleepy and napping. I like throw three caffeine gums in, and that bought me like 10, 15 minutes. And the next thing I knew, me and my cat were napping. And it was an hour and a half later. And I was like, wait, but what happened? Caffeine gum.
That's like you could have written a 10-minute play
exactly.
And had you had some Magic Mind. You mm-hmm. could have composed a short song about
so
how much
energy
that you had.
I could have done so
I
much.
It's like imagine the lost art of from that hour and a half because you didn't drink a Magic Mind, which like I gotta tell you, Nelson, when I need focus, I think to myself, I wish I had some lion's mane mushrooms
mm-hmm.
and some bacopa monanmiri and some city colleen. And some photos left was just still reading because that stuff really makes my focus pop.
Man, and I like it when my focus is popping.
And there's only one drink that has that. Well, there may be other drinks, but only one licensed drink that goes down smooth and
it's
tastes
got them
so
all.
Nice.
Like some of them got some of them, but only one drink's got them all. And
that's
our good
right.
friends at Magic Mind.
But shit, there's more. You get energy from the cordyceps mushrooms,
mm-hmm.
not the to the last drop cordyceps mushrooms, or The Last of Us. That's the one. Not to the last drop. That's where Wilford Brimley has to go through a post-apocalyptic wasteland with only a box of Quaker Oats and a collection of pithy Midwestern sayings. That's all he's got to survive the apocalypse. Folks, he does, because Midwesterners are were smart and sturdy.
He's too
people.
Grumpy to die.
He is too grumpy to die because he didn't have any Magic Mind. Because with Magic Mind, you also get less stress because of the turmeric and the ashwagandha and the L-theanine. You know that it's got everything.
And we're throwing a bunch of flavors at you. We're talking about mushrooms, but this doesn't taste like some kind of weird mushroom water. Nah, it's like some delicious citrusy goodness.
That's right. It's like the Build-A-Bear of good for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you need it in your mouth. So
we were like, we weren't sure what it was going to taste like, but we were like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. We both said, ooh, and then we proceeded to talk real fast at each other
mm-hmm.
for like the next 45 minutes. Oh, my assistant made me coffee. Thanks. This is great. Thank you for the coffee, son. Do we have any Magic Mind? Anyway.
Yeah, we already drank all the free Magic Mind we got. We went right through it.
We did. We did. Hey, tell the nice people how they can get some.
Oh, my God. That's the
some.
Thing. Not only can you get the Magic Mind, because you're going to want it. Like, you've heard us talking, you want the Magic Mind. It's at www.magicmind.com/doubledeuce. And what more, you can get that stuff on the cheaper. Because if you use code doubledeuce20, that's the words double deuce and the number 20, you get 20% off all your orders, your one-time purchases, your subscriptions, but for the next 10 days. Oh, yeah, for the next 10 days, you can get 56% off a subscription. I believe it's not like any prescription. I think you got to do the 30-pack subscription, but 56% off. Come on, that's savings. That's so much savings.
Yeah, what is this, Timu? I mean, no, it's just your friends at Magic Mind who love you.
You want this. By God, you want it. Like I said, I want it now. We're recording in the early morning, and I'm a little sleepy.
Oh, hey, our special guest, Oliver, just told me that he wants to explain what Timu is to everybody.
Oh, okay.
I can make the whole plot go in 5 seconds.
Okay, talk into the mic and tell us in 5 seconds.
You can buy a mansion for $5, a private jet for $25, free carrots, and 5,000 houses for 1 cent.
Okay, that's a good deal, too.
You know, I think I got a future product spokesman there. I'm really feeling good about it.
So, I mean, in closing, we got the deals here on Double Deuce. The deals with Magic Mind, some free carrots, all kinds of stuff. So that's why you listen to us.
Yep.
But they do take all your personal information. They can read your private text. They can read everything you have. Well, so block your social security number, peeps.
Okay.
All right. Well,
I think your son might be like putting together some dark web contacts out there. I mean, I don't know who's got carrots to give away for free, but unsavory types probably.
I'm going to make a proclamation here, Nelson, and I don't think I'm wrong, and that's that YouTube Kids makes libertarians of us all.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just a fact. Hey, we were really good at the... I didn't even realize that a product placement just happened, did you?
No. No, we slipped really it good. In. We slipped it in.
So do you have a friend who died? Let us know. Hashtag Double Deuce, my dead friend. And just tell us a little bit about him. We want to remember him. We want to celebrate and memorialize those who have left us.
Yes.
We'd love to hear your stories.
My dead friend, Carl, he used to live under my bed. He was the aunt who lived under my bed who died because of Carl syndrome.
Thanks. Did we get that for the podcast?
Yes, Carl syndrome.
Good. I'm glad. That's got to make the notes, Nelson. Mm-hmm. Again, the quality content for the nice people. So what else is going on in your life, buddy?
Oh, I finally got around to watching them John Wicks, or some of them. I haven't finished yet, but I hadn't watched any of those John Wicks. And that's not true. I'd watched like the last few minutes of at least the first couple because I was a movie theater man and I was an upstairs man. And that meant that a lot of times you would be standing next to a movie waiting for it to finish so that you could thread it. And so I've seen, there's movies that I haven't seen, but I've seen the last few minutes of. Lots of them, and those were some of them, and I was like, these are pretty good. I like them. He's shooting all kinds of people. He's punching them. He's throwing them around. He's doing things.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a good time.
He got his buddy Larry Fishburne in the second one doing pigeon stuff, being boisterous.
Pigeon stuff?
Yeah, and the second one, there's pigeon stuff. Have you seen the John Wicks?
Yeah, I'm just trying to remember the pigeon stuff. I mean, maybe I was drinking.
Larry Fishburne was all up in the pigeon stuff, man.
Yeah, I didn't really catch the whole pigeon stuff subplot, I guess. There was
a bunch of it, so you must have dozed off, or I don't know, maybe you went to get a snack, or...
But, you know, I do like a snack. I do like a snack. But, so you liked them, huh? I liked them.
I've only seen the first couple still. I'm going to watch the third one maybe tomorrow. I don't know. And then I got to figure out what the fourth one is because I've been Netflixing the other ones.
I did watch. I watched the first three, maybe even all four. I watched them close together, and I think that that's a mistake. I think that you should probably... Like, if you haven't gotten the whole Wick thing down, it's a fun journey. Mm-hmm. But they are, I mean,
it's an interesting little world. I like the whole gold coin thing. That's an interesting, yeah, like, affectation within the whole. I like the fan. They're interesting, fancy hotels and gun tailors and things.
The gun tailor was fun. I like that there's a universe in which the ultimate badass assassin is Keanu Reeves. I mean, that in and of itself, I think, really deserves. Like, I mean, yeah. I don't generally, like, you wouldn't
Will,
think of.
Will,
like,
he knows Kung Fu.
I mean, he does. He does. And, like, I feel like those skills would have made an appreciable difference in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
100%.
But we didn't get any of that.
Not enough gunplay in Bill and Ted's.
I mean, I think even at the time, that was a legitimate criticism, right? I mean, I think that was, like, MTV said that. They reported that.
Yeah.
You know?
They were like, there's a few dings here on the report card, but overall pretty good.
Kurt Loder's like, needs more guns.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Famous NRA spokesperson, Kurt Loder. I shouldn't say that. That's not real. I feel like a lot of times we make stuff up, but I feel like I don't want Kurt Loder to be getting like weird tweets or letters or DMs or anything about this. As far as I know,
say,
the man has never touched a gun.
Of all the outlandish crap that we've ever said, that one feels like it might stick.
And yeah, I just like, I don't want, I'm sure that there's aggregators listening to for their weird little clickbaits. And they're like, we need to find some weird stuff somewhere. You know, those times where you like, you might click on that one thing, like on a Facebook, and then it takes you to that other like wall of weird news stories. It's like, that's where we show up. We get aggregated onto those kind of weird news walls.
Yeah. The ones that you could tell exist purely as like click mels. And
I'm not proud of it, but we're weird news wall people.
We don't have a Wikipedia page yet, though, and we really should. If you build Wikipedia pages, this is the time, people out there, listeners, like, build a Double Deuce Wikipedia page, because, you know, I figure we got to be a cultural phenomenon on par with Blippi at this point, right?
I'm trying to get Blakeman to make us a Wikipedia page. I know you can edit Wikipedias. Can you make Wikipedias if you can edit them? I don't know.
I don't know how that all works. I know you have to like be able to use Wikipedia, and it seems like having messed around with it just enough to be dangerous that you have to figure out how to like, it's not really coding, because it does the coding for you, but it feels like a fairly archaic data entry system.
I know for a couple days he changed on J.J. Abrams's page that J.J. stood for Gene Jorts.
That's amazing.
It took him a while to figure it out.
How is he still an editor? I feel like that's the kind of thing that
Don't
might
know.
Flag you as, wow.
I feel like they expect a little bit of horseplay. I don't know.
I suppose.
I mean, it's one of those things too, again, of like, clearly somebody's messing around. It's not one of those, it's not like what we did almost to I can't focus. I need some magic mind on my tongue. Kurt Loder. His poor well-coiffed head.
Why am I now thinking about Kurt Loder in jorts? This is disturbing. This whole episode it's taken a turn for the grocer, and not like the green grocer, the worst. That's what I meant.
I think that's something you should probably try to get into next time you're in therapy. Your Kurt Loder and jorts thing. Is he only wearing jorts, or is he just wearing jorts as more part of... What's he wearing? The whole outfit. Lay it out for me.
Well, I mean, I only got as far as the jorts, but I would imagine he's topless, because wouldn't you be? I mean, that's
now,
the point.
Now, like, give me a little bit, because jorts, a lot can be said about jorts. Are we, like, are we talking pro basketball length, or are we talking Daisy Dukes?
Oh, we're talking like
are the pockets sticking out the bottom?
Where the pot exactly, and it's a little distressed where it was obviously cut with a pair of kind of dull kitchen scissors.
Quite frayed, you're saying?
Yeah, very frayed, very frayed. And he's offering to wash cars. He's like in the Checkers parking lot with like a couple of like haggard other 80s stars who are also wearing jorts.
He definitely made it through the 90s. I feel like he was on there for so long. Like, I feel like he was like the god damn it, why can't I think of his name, like those original like ESPN guys who still do stuff even to this day. I feel like you were seeing him in like the 2000s. Kurt Loder was an institution there. He may still be there for all I know. I haven't done the research.
Yeah, will you let me finish my fantasy?
No, I'm sorry. I apologize for jumping in. I asked for the fantasy to be completed and then I stepped on it. Please continue.
So there's Kurt Loder and other people from the like.
Well, you didn't finish though. I will say you didn't finish the outfit. You still just said jorts, no shirt. But what kind of cowboy boots, Birkenstocks? What's he wearing on the feet? The footsies?
Yes, cowboy boots. But he probably shouldn't be wearing cowboy boots because
they're going to get real sloshy. They're going to fill up with that car wash water. You're going to be sloshing around in those bad boys.
But nobody's saying
not
this
good
to
for
Kurt
the leather.
Loder.
It's not good for his feet.
No, and they're like, nobody's telling him because it's like, hey, they're all excited because he's a celebrity. And I think that's the big problem is nobody tells celebrities when water is going to fall off their jorts into their cowboy boots.
No, if you're a celebrity, you should have somebody that does that for you. You need to get that on your entourage. They can have more than one job. They can be someone who points out other things to you, but you need someone to do that because you don't always see it coming.
Yeah, like a slightly more clued in turtle from Entourage.
Yes. Yeah, he was like driving and cooking and stuff, but I don't know if he was ever policing the cowboy boots the way he ought to have been because he had those dreams of making sneakers and hooking up with Meadow Soprano and all that stuff.
Oh man, now in my mind, like Kurt Loder's gotten fuzzy and I keep picturing John Hamm.
Where did John Hamm come in?
I don't know, he looks a little like Kurt Loder.
I can see that.
And he also would look good in jorts. And I feel like if you were gonna cast an
pockets
actor,
out
like,
the bottom jorts, washing
yeah,
them
I need
cars.
I need an actor who wear
John Hamm and the K Man, washing your car.
Jorts? Yeah. That's where we've gone. That's where we've gone. I hate my fantasy world sometimes as much as I love it.
Yeah.
It's a difficult place.
It goes places and it goes there quick.
People tell you occasionally, they say, oh man, it must be weird in your brain. And I'm like, it's a fucking hellscape, man, full of pain and anxiety and awfulness that occasionally breeds a couple of funny
things. Happiness too. I mean, you started
safe.
Out thinking about Wilford Brimley out there in a post-apocalyptic hellscape, and then you got to watch John Hamm and the K-Man washing them cars.
Yeah, I suppose it's just a matter of perspective.
Daisy duking it.
You got it.
Boot sloshing.
Oh man.
Daisy Duken and
Boot Sloshin. Subtitle for this episode. Also, that sounds like a terrible 80s movie that we would be talking about on this podcast. Old Boot Sloshin and Boot Sloshin 2, Electric Boogaloo.
It reminds me when I was, for a while, I was doing a job where I was digitizing newspapers for this, like, I don't know, medium-ish sized Texas town. Probably Lawrence sized, I want to say, probably a little bit bigger. But they like looking through the 70s where you have Lee like in the movie section, but you also have like the adult movies at night being still advertised in the newspaper and like how they're like trying to sell them, like the taglines and stuff like that were pretty wacky, pretty ridiculous.
Was Boot Sloshing in there?
No, they didn't see ahead enough, and they really in the Texas market. I think Boot Sloshing, Daisy Dukin and Boot Sloshing would have been We could have made like 8 of those. The main thing I remember, there's a movie called Dagmar's Hot Pants that played for like literally 6 months. It was like Dagmar's Hot Pants and Star Wars. Those two like owned a summer together.
There's the double feature you never knew you needed until now.
Mm-hmm. I think, though, George Lucas would have wanted you to do it that way. Watch that evening Star Wars and stay there for Dagmar's Hot Pants after hours.
Lisa got hot pants.
Oh, man, I haven't watched Dagmar's Hot Pants. I wonder if they got Jar Jar Binks from Dagmar's Hot Pants. I wonder if it was a real, like, deep cut. I wonder if we figured it out. I wonder if we cracked the code.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
We need to get one of those YouTube channels where we say crazy stuff like giving away free carrots.
Thanks to Magic Mind.
Double Deuce.
This has been Double Deuce Podcast. If you thought the intro sounded bad, this outro sounds even worse.
Thanks for listening. I don't know how you did, but if you're trying to listen to more, we're everywhere. Libsyn, Apple, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, fucking everywhere.
That's right. Wherever fine podcasts are made, we'll be there. Also, you can reach out to us on social medias. We're at Double Deuce Pod on Twitter. We're at Double Deuce Podcast on Facebook. And our email is doubledeucepod@gmail.com. Finally, if you want to support us, get our Patreon on. Patreon.com/DoubleDeucePod.
Yeah, we got all kinds of stuff on there. We got me talking about things I'm seeing. We got extra minis, like the minis you find in the Deck of Deuces. We got Will singing. Or if you want to pay for him not to sing, there is a way to pay for no singing. The world's your oyster. All kinds of stuff.
All kinds of stuff.
So much stuff.
That's Patreon.com/DoubleDeucePod. Yeah!
Yeah! Sorry, when you're like, wherever fine podcasts are found, I just kept thinking about that Tom Jones speech at the end of Grapes of Wrath. It's like, whatever, there's a cop beating on a fine podcast. We'll be there. Double Deuce.
Good episode.